I met Veronica Blackman as she was getting ready to fly back to Detroit from Fort Worth. Blackman is a teacher. She works with students from kindergarten to third grade.
I provide special needs services for kids that have autism, that are cognitively impaired, that are learning disabled.
Blackman's kids are usually a year or more behind grade level in reading and math. That can happen when students enter the classroom with an undiagnosed learning disability. Blackman came to Fort Worth last week with about 1,000 others for the annual conference of the Learning Disabilities Association of America. There were parents, healthcare professionals, academics, and educators, all focused on the latest research on learning disabilities. Beth McGaw lives in the Dallas area and is president of the group's board of directors.
When the conference first started, learning disabilities was not as well known as it is now. And we didn't have the research, we didn't have the practice. Teachers weren't as informed, and therefore students weren't getting supported.
So what exactly do we mean by learning disabilities?
There's dysgraphia, auditory processing, language processing.
Generally, learning disabilities are caused by differences in the brain's function or structure. That can affect the way a person processes information. There are a range of diagnosable disabilities, from dyslexia, which affects reading and language processing, to dysgraphia, which can affect handwriting and motor skills. There are also attention and memory disorders that can affect learning. And these issues are more common than you might think. Take the 6.7 million public school students in special education. One in three of them is diagnosed with a specific learning disability. That's 2.3 million people.
We attempt to bring attention to all of those and how we can help that person feel that it's okay, that there are other people out there that have learning disabilities and very successful people. And there are ways that you can accommodate to be more successful.
Say a student has trouble memorizing material, McGaw says they could be helped by a note-taking system. Or a student who struggles with reading comprehension could use audiobooks in place of traditional textbooks. Learning disabilities are often first spotted in the classroom, but there can be roadblocks of misinformation. Sometimes they're the teachers themselves. According to a 2017 report from the National Center for Learning Disabilities, a third of educators said that sometimes what people call a learning or attention issue is just laziness. McGaw says that could mean those students continue to struggle with undiagnosed disorders.
If you're a parent and you have a child who has learning disabilities, you are their first advocate. So you want to make sure that you embrace it and not try and push it aside, because it's not going to go away.
McGaw's own son was diagnosed with a learning disability at a young age.
And he's now a young adult, and it's been a struggle. But he's as time goes on, he's learning. Self-advocacy, very important.
She says the first step toward self-advocacy is accepting that you or your loved one has a learning disability. Once you identify the challenge, she says, you can find the right tools to take it on. Saida Hassan, KERA News.